am needing my notes that were on. We're fine. So we're ready to begin our candle lighting ceremony. The Christ candle in the middle, glowing brightly, represents Jesus and that Christ presence that just is inside each one of us. And each of the 12 candles here in their different colors represent the 12 powers of the Christ as symbolized in our Christmas story. So if the candle lighters will come up, Linda Haar and Mary Tumminello, we will begin. I don't have the... We'll make it.
Okay, go ahead. The dark blue candle represents Mary and the light of faith. Mary has a very special place in our hearts because she is the quintessential activity of faith. The angel Gabriel, a divine visitor, knocked on the door of her heart, asking her to do the impossible. This news probably brought some fear and filled her with questions. Yet, the moment she stepped forward in faith and into an unknown future, she created a space within herself for infinite possibilities to be born.
And now if you will look in your bulletin, there's a responsive reading for each of the... if you look in your bulletin, there's a responsive reading for each of the powers, so.
We light this candle to acknowledge our living light of faith, the light that calls us to forgive more fully and love more deeply. It calls each of us to be greater than we could have ever imagined.
We light the green candle. The light green candle represents the shepherds and the light of strength. In the Gospel of Luke, the shepherds are tending to their sheep when the angels appear. They are doing what they have done for generations, watching over what is precious and necessary for life. They represent the enduring, living light of strength, the power and purity of steadfast perseverance we embody as we navigate life. The shepherds are that voice within, reminding us that we are never alone. Together, we light this candle to acknowledge the living light of strength. The light that carries us through our joys and our sufferings. The light of strength allows us to watch over what is precious in our lives, because we know God is everywhere present.
The yellow candle represents the three wise men and the light of wisdom. In the time of Jesus, the Magi, or wise men, exemplify wisdom by being in touch with another reality. When they had the vision of Jesus' birth, they chose to act on it at great risk to their own well-being. The Magi represent our capacity to seek guidance and answers, and to use that wisdom to create a world that works for all. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of wisdom, the light that is the link between our divine and human nature. Wisdom directs us to act as love, compassion, joy, peace, and all divine ideas, bringing the invisible world into reality. The pink candle represents the gifts of the Magi and the light of love. In the Gospel of Matthew, the gifts the wise men bring to Jesus are gold, frankincense, and myrrh, rare, precious, and priceless in Jesus' world. The Magi traveled to Bethlehem from faraway nations and knelt before the Christ child as a sign of love and devotion. These gifts remind us that we are each worthy of giving and receiving the priceless love and belonging, those gifts. Together, we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of love. The light reminding us the Christmas story heralds the birth of a person who loved selfishly. And any person who loves in this way is fully alive with the gifts of the Magi.
The purple candle represents Bethlehem and the light of power. In Hebrew, Bethlehem literally translates as house of bread. In early Christianity, it began to mean house of living bread, which we would call the power of truth. This power is the foundation on which we stand, infusing our words, thoughts, and deeds to transform the world. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of power, the light that is the embodiment of the Christ. We leave echoes of perfection when speaking words of truth. The power of our presence in the world is the greatest gift we can offer humanity. The light blue candle represents the Star of Bethlehem and the light of imagination. In the Gospel of Matthew, the wise men were guided by the Star of Bethlehem to the newborn baby. It lit their path, allowing them to follow a way to the beginning of a new world. The star symbolizes our ability to imagine and envision a transformed world and follow that vision to express the Christ. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of imagination, the light we use to create and give shape to the sacred, and to form God into what the world needs most: compassion, joy, love, courage, and peace. The gold candle represents Joseph and the light of understanding. Joseph, husband of Mary and father to Jesus, inspires us to view life through another's eyes. Joseph's character is strong and quiet, yet he has a desire to know the world in a more profound way, regardless of his challenges. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of understanding, the light that is our ability to stretch and see with new eyes, taking in all that is happening, not just with our senses, but with our hearts and minds. This spiritual understanding leads us to knowing the peace that surpasses all human understanding. The silver candle represents the angel Gabriel and the light of will. The angel Gabriel comes to Mary to let her know she will miraculously give birth to a child. Little did she know that he would come to show the world how to love, give, and forgive. The word angel means messenger from God. This divine visitor knocking on Mary's heart with a message that seems impossible reminds us that our angels represent the will of our higher selves, leading and calling us to forgive more fully and love more deeply. Together,
we light this candle
to acknowledge our living light of will, the light that is our willingness to say yes to that which is calling us to be greater than we could ever imagine.
The dark green candle represents the manger and the light of divine order. The writer of Luke tells us that when Jesus was born, he was wrapped in cloth and laid in a manger. This is an extraordinarily humble beginning. Yet this simple, often unseen, barnyard trough is a symbol for that current of spiritual law that is ever present and always accessible. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of divine order, the light that is the naturally ordered, hidden current of life we are always aligning with in order to bring forth the world in a balanced and harmonious way.
The orange candle represents the heavenly hosts and the light of zeal. The prophet Isaiah wrote that a child will be born, the Prince of Peace, and heavenly hosts will express the zeal of the Lord. In the Gospel of Luke, the heavenly hosts ring out the song of Jesus' birth, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts. A truly awe-inspiring image to represent the universal force that urges us to grow and enthusiastically move forward in life. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of zeal, the light that is the inward fire of the soul, passionately springing forward to manifest our Christ nature here on earth.
The russet candle represents the prophets and King David and the power of release. In Scripture, Jesus' lineage and connection to King David are highlighted, as are the prophets who foretold the coming of a Messiah. These characters show us that while our story matters, where, who, and what we come from, they also invite us to see what we may need to let go of on our spiritual journey. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of release, the light of surrendering to spirit, and releasing old thoughts, feelings, and experiences that are not for our highest good.
The red candle represents Jesus and the light of life. Christmas comes at the darkest time of the year, the setting in which Jesus' birth stories were written. Is it any wonder that we yearn for the rich language of light, luminous, blazing, glowing, illuminating, radiant, sparkling, shining, and brilliant? Light is deep within us as the symbol of what is the most sacred, divine, and alive. It is life itself. Together,
we light this candle to acknowledge our living light of life, which is the expression of vitality, wholeness, and creativity, as demonstrated by Jesus.
His birth and life remind us, show us, that we are infused with that same divine
the eternal activity of God in all things and in all ways.
Okay, before we continue with our service, and I want to call the other Am I not working here? Okay, I'll do it this way. Before we continue with our service and we call the other three candle lighters up to help you light your individual candles, I'd like to show you, you all can begin coming up. I'd like to demonstrate how this needs to be done, okay? So Linda has a candle, and let's say she is on the end of the aisle, and we will light from the ends. And if I am lighting my candle from Linda's, Linda will hold her candle completely straight, and I will turn my candle to her and light it. And then once my candle is lit, I will hold it straight so the person to my right or left can light his or her candle. Do not turn them upside down, okay? Because if we do that, we might have special guests known as the fire department, and that's not what we want today, okay? And if you haven't already done so, as you put your small candle through the holder, it's better to do it from the bottom because then you don't have any holes around it. So at this time, the candle lighters will light their own candles from the Christ candle and then come through the aisles to light your candles.